Trevor says, do you have an opinion on the National Youth Gathering? I've been following it a bit over the past few days, and it looks to me to be very similar to that kind of feel-good camp and conference I went to when I was in a non-denom church, and I personally don't feel that it's the way the LCMS should go. I would appreciate your opinion on this. Thanks, and God bless you, Trevor. Okay, so first, okay, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and pause this video and go to my channel, right, and then look up Youth Gathering on my channel. There should be two videos that I did 10 years ago, probably 10 years ago, in which I look at video footage released from the National Youth Gathering in its promotions about itself after it happened, and I ask some questions. Yeah. So if you want my opinion, it's there. Okay. It's really, really there. I'm not really in the mood or the place in life to get into an insular debate with weak need, I don't know, glory seeking, I don't know, distracted LCMS pastors about how important their youth ministry is. The coming food crisis just seems to mean more to me than whether or not you want to go and do dance, dance, praise at 11 o'clock at night at the National Youth Gathering.
Is this a real thing?
Yeah. That's the old videos.
Dance, dance, praise.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there was like a, there's a video game and you could play that. And then there was like a late night worship that was effectively a slow dance, you know? It's just
embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
That's
you know,
it
is.
I just take the LCMS
there,
off of it.
You can there are people who go who are good people. There are people who go who say true things. There are moments in which true things that are biblical take place at this event. Is it going to keep Lutheran youth in Lutheran churches? You have 40 plus years of scientific evidence that it does not, that they do not stay. This is across the board. There's no question. It doesn't work. But we had a good time. I know. And where are you 10 years later? It's really, really clear cut. But this isn't even about are you a Lutheran 10 years later? Lutherans aren't the only ones losing people. It's true that the big box church sets up a version of the youth gathering for their regular worship service, and so the kids that got excited about living like that are going to leave their small church with its small community and go join the big meat market that's at the big box church. And so the big box church is going to take the 150 of the several thousand youth that grew up in the area and put them in one spot so that you don't get to see the decline that's taking place. And it looks like they're being really successful, but all they're doing is taking the remnant and shoving them into one spot to continue feeding them lukewarm potential poison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, potential poison. And so to me, it's a practical question at the end of the day. And this goes, but I ask the same question, so before you get on me, I ask the same question about our confirmation practice. I have the same question about Sunday school practice, right? The entire approach to, well, how do we raise up youth in the way they should go? I know. Let's not have the fathers do it in lots of different ways and see how that works out. And then, oh, look, it doesn't work out, but we're going to do it no matter what, and we're going to tell you you're hateful if you tell us we're wrong, because in fact, we're worshiping Baal, but we won't admit it. Now, again, I'm not saying the LCMS Youth Gathering is worshiping Baal directly. I'm making a metaphor that idolatry runs the show of these conversations. Mm-hmm. And so rather than having a conversation about what the impact of these actual things are with some objective facts and like a little research as to how it went the last 40 years, we're going to get into this kind of he said, she said shooting battle where we emote at each other until we all just won't talk to each other anymore. And, you know, and we've just done that already. LCMS, we did that. We already did that. We've done it for so long. It's not helping. So if you want to go to the National Youth Gathering, great. Go to the National Youth Gathering. Let your children be taught about pluralism. Let your children be taught about critical race theory. Let your children be taught that what you do in your church isn't the way to do church, and the Baptists are right. And then hope the fact that there's one or two preachers that do an actual divine service somewhere in the week, that's good enough. Go ahead. I'm not mad at you. I just think you're wasting your time and maybe sowing the seeds of your own destruction. this is not personal. I'm not going to do it. That's where I'm at. Like, if you want me to go, I'm going to say no. As for me and my house, we're going to go Higher Things. The reason I have in the past been a supporter of Higher Things comes down to one word. Hymns. H-Y-M-N-S. Hymns. And I can describe it in a fairly brief story about how it happens every time. There's a divine service that opens the week. You go to church like four times a day, and it's a real church. Divine service opens the week and closes the week. Divine service opening the week, hymn singing, 60%.
It's fine.
Yeah, everyone's there. End of the week, those kids are singing those songs. Oh, my goodness. There's something in the trust that the historical poetry and music of the international tradition that we have in our hymnal, that it is enculturating. Now, of course, if you go and do that and you go back to your church and then you just kind of smash hymn singing at your church with loud, slow organ, you know, the kids might have the same problem where they had a big high and now they're on a big low. And so if you're not prepared to help them see that this is kind of a unique event, it's kind of the best, and now we're going to go back and we're going to trust in the words and we're going to attend to the scriptures and the sermon and all this, like, so it's not sufficient by itself. What is valuable, again, is that you can see some actual Lutheran culture at Higher Things. That does not mean that I believe youth work is the way to go. I certainly don't believe that that taking youth away from their parents is the way to teach them. I am absolutely convicted that if you want your children to be Christians, you need to talk to them about Christianity. And if you abandon that, then you got no excuse, none, right? These other things aren't going to save them from your negligence to care enough about your faith to speak.